Blog Talk Radio.
So you can do whatever you want to do, Nathan.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to welcome you to today's show. Today's show is just me and you. Just me and you. No one else, just us. And today I want to discuss some of the behaviors that actually subtract from happiness. Actually subtract from happiness. And there are tons of behaviors. And what I found out is I've got to make a choice. I have to make a choice whether to be happy or whether to behave in a way that is not going to create happiness for me. And so it's really very simple. It really is. But before I go on with that, let me welcome my new listeners. My new listeners that maybe don't know what the hell Reality Spirituality is about. What kind of show is it? Reality Spirituality is a show. It's not a religion. It's a show about living connected. Living connected to the most powerful energy source. Living connected to source energy. Living connected to God. Whatever term you want to use. And if you don't want to use God or any of those terms, guess what? All you need to do is plug into energy. It's the same thing. Everything is energy. Your energy, I'm energy, the universe. Everything you see is energy. And with that, when you know that, when you really, really know that, then you realize how important your personal vibration is. Let me just back up a little bit. With all energy and the energy, the frequency of energy can be measured. And it's your frequency that is drawing, that is attracting like frequencies. Does that make sense? It's your vibration. Of course it makes sense if I said it. It's your vibration that attracts other vibrations. So for me, when I really figured out that it's my personal vibration, that's the most important my most important priority, guess what? Nothing else mattered. Now, this realization, if you will, happened years ago. But it's taken me years to let go of things that I thought really mattered. Let go of things that I thought were important. Let me just give you a behind the scenes. If you think anything is important, anything, your age, your job, where you're living, your bank account, your health, your body, your whatever you think is your relationship, oh, it's really important. Ooh. Anything, let me just speak for myself. Anything that I thought was important, The thing didn't have to leave, but my thoughts about the thing had to be adjusted. My perception had to switch from this is serious, this is important, this is really important, to nothing serious and nothing's important. Sounds a little crazy. But I'm here to tell you, after all of these years letting go of oh my God, so many. Let me give you an example of all of the, oh, my relationship with my mother had to be, you know, just the relationships. But this is the key. Everything starts with self. Everything starts with me, 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 me. And so I had to really look in the mirror and figure out and honestly change my perspective of myself, of what I thought about myself, of how I judged myself. Letting go of being critical, letting go of thinking it's not enough, letting go, this is a big one, letting go of wanting something other than what I have, wanting anything. Now, this is really, really an interesting, tricky subject, because what's wrong with wanting, Rebecca? What's wrong with wanting? Well, wanting is a man-made concept. Wanting more, wanting better, wanting something else, wanting improvement, wanting whatever is all man-made. You don't see the animals, especially the tigers in the jungle. You don't see the tigers, gee, I want to be something other than a tiger. Wanting anything. I don't want. Animals don't want. They exist. They exist in the moment. Then they use their instincts and their inspiration and their instincts. And they're always in the moment. And they're not wanting anything. So does that mean that I can't dream or I can't fantasize about something? Yeah, I can do all of that. I can dream and I can fantasize about my house right next to the Pacific Ocean and living in the forest, which I am going to be doing. But when you fantasize, when I fantasize about it, it's not from a wanting. I want that. Want. It's a different energy wanting than just dreaming and that dream or that vision. There's no attachments. There's no attachments to it. There's no expectations. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, behaviors that actually subtract from our happiness. And I want to ask you, my dear audience, to call in with your questions, comments, your experiences. The number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. Getting back to that, my vision of my third home, of being right on the coast and smelling the redwood trees and just going out and having a room, having a bedroom where I can look out into and see the stars. That's what I visualize. And is it going to happen? Who knows? Do I want it to happen? No. And then let me say this, because if I want it to happen, that means I expect. And expectations of anything, expectations subtract from happiness. Now, let's get back to this happiness thing. What the hell am I talking about? Can you imagine? Can you imagine being okay in every moment of your life? In every moment, you're okay. In every moment, you're happy. In every moment, all you're doing here is enjoying and savoring each moment. And there are no better moments than others. I used to think that, oh, that was a better moment, and now here I am in my house, and I haven't left the house, and what kind of moment is that? Well, that's just as grand. Every moment, waiting for the bus, sitting on the bus, driving in the car, taking a walk, every moment, there's no better moments than others. They're just moments, right? say right. This is where I had to really make the shift. I had to really make the shift of wanting something other than reality. When I want something other than reality, than is really happening, I suffer. When I want something other than reality, then that subtracts from my happiness. For me, I've had to make happiness, and there are things that are interchangeable with this word happiness, and the interchangeable is being at peace. I like to say peace in mind. Now, peace of mind, peace in mind, peace in my mind. Can you imagine living and everything that happens to you, everything people say to you, you have a peace? You still, your peace cannot be shaken. Your peace cannot be affected. Can you imagine living like that? Regardless of what you have, regardless of what you don't have, you're at peace. You're content. You trust that this journey that you're on, that your personal journey that you're on is the perfect journey for you, that the journey that you're on is the journey that you are destined to live. Everything about it. See, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to, at one time, breathe my last breath. No, it's not a subject a lot of us like to think about or talk about, but it's a fact. There is, you know, this physical body is going to get tired and it's going to be done. It's going to be done. So one of the things is having regrets, and I thought about this a lot, having regrets on my quote-unquote deathbed. And I will only have regrets if there are certain things in my journey that I want and didn't get, or I expected and didn't get it, or attachments, being attached to anything. I want to breathe my last breath with peace, with contentment with the journey, content with my personal journey. And the only way I'm going to be content with my personal journey, remember Abraham, quote, you cannot be happy, there cannot be a happy ending without an unhappy, what the hell is the quote? You cannot have a happy ending without a happy journey. There it is. And this journey is every moment. In every day, not one day is more exciting than another. Every day is a gift, every single day. I've shared with you, I love it when people log in the chat room and then they log out after 2 seconds. I love it. It used to bother me. Now I love it. I want to share with you, now I remember. I want to share. There are a couple things that are happening in my life, in, you know, big, quote unquote, big things. I'm going to be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo. I am going to be heading a women's retreat. I'm going to be on a panel at the Consciousness Life Expo. So many different things that are coming up. And guess what? If the universe pulled the rug right from under me and said, nope, this Conscious Life Expo is a no-go. Conscious Life Expo is a no-go. And women's retreat that's coming up, guess what? That's not going to happen either. In other words, in the moment, planning, wanting, planning, getting attached, to any event, even if it's in, even if it's scheduled, even if you're on a plane, even if you have to be somewhere and you have a, you know, you have to jump on a plane, and then the plane is, the flight is canceled. Roll with all of it. That's the lesson. Roll with it all. Love it all. Expect nothing. Attach to nothing. Control nothing. The only thing, I mean, especially external, the only thing that you can control, the only thing that you have the power to control is your vibration, is your perspective, and what is your priority? What is your priority? What are your priorities? My only priority is peace at all costs. At all costs of my ego, at all costs of anything else, peace. I want to share with you, one of the things I like to ask my guest is, when's the last time you've been angry? It's very telling. Because when I find myself getting ticked off, when I find myself being disconnected, if you will, when I've jumped off my high-flying disc, what has really happened is I think that whatever is happening is important. It's more important than me staying on the high-flying disc. And something, a couple of days ago, I have been volunteering at the Breeders' Cup. And this particular year, I had a Breeders' Cup is a world championship horse race. It's actually the Super Bowl of horse racing, only once a year, and it's at Santa Anita, which is close to where I live. I mean, $1 million for 2 days, there is $25 to $35 million being generated in 2 days from this horse racing event. And there are a lot of VIP people coming from all over the world. And the people coming all over the world, these VIP, very wealthy people, of course, they're going to be staying at really nice hotels. So part of my job was to be on the, it's not even a tour bus, it was a really nice coach bus, really nice bus, that escorted the VIPs from their hotels to the racetrack. And all I had to do was welcome everybody to Arcadia, give them a little bit of background about the racetrack, just a little tour guide. And on Friday, that's what I did. Got to the hotel, my little purple uniform, Breeders' Cup, with my little badge, VIP escort, Rebecca Norrington. So I get on the bus, and we drive the 15 minutes to Santa Anita. Actually, this hotel was in Pasadena. We drive to Santa Anita. And the bus driver really wasn't familiar with the area, and so that's where I came in. I was actually supposed to help the bus driver get into the track, back door, VIP area, and that was my job also. So this is my first day, and on the day, I've got a busload of people from out of town, and I'm sitting right in the front behind the driver, and the gate that we were supposed to enter was closed, was blocked off. And now I'm thinking, okay, what do we do? We're supposed to get into this entrance. So I said, let's go around. Because the bus driver just kept driving. And it was blocked, so he just kept driving to another. He thought the next gate was going to be open. So we had to drive all the way around Santa Anita track from the outside. It probably took over 5 minutes to do that. And I'm getting on the phone, and I'm calling the director, CR, the gate that we're supposed to be entering in is blocked, and please advise, copy that. And, of course, she doesn't answer her phone. So now I'm winging the whole thing. We drive all the way around, and this is what I came up with. I said, next time we get to that gate, I'm going to get out of the bus, and I will make sure that somebody is going to open that gate that we're supposed to be on. The driver couldn't get out. I could get out. We drive around again, and luckily there was a gentleman that was supposed to be at the gate at the post to open it to let us in, and he was there the next time. So we got in, no problem. This is where the problem started. Get off the bus. Now, I've driven to the hotel, which is in Pasadena. I've got to get on a shuttle that's going to take me back to the hotel, because now I'm in Arcadia, take me back to the hotel to pick up my car. I get off the bus, and there are probably 8 other volunteers with the same job that I have. And they're just standing there waiting, and I'm thinking, I walk over and I said, well, where's the shuttle? Well, we're waiting for, we've been waiting for the shuttle for the next half hour. We've been waiting. And let me just say this, the volunteers that were on the tour bus, they were retired people, so they were elderly people. I was the youngest tour bus guide of the event. And so they were. So now I'm thinking, okay, now I'm not going to sit up here and wait. No, I don't wait. There's supposed to be a shuttle here to take me back as soon as I hop off this tour bus. Where the hell is the shuttle? Where is it? And I, one of the guys that's in charge of directing the buses, I just asked him. I said, "Where's the shuttle? When you know? Oh, it's coming." And I wait about 2 minutes because that's all of the waiting I will do. I'm not a really big person that likes to wait. Listen, I don't mind waiting if I'm in charge of waiting, but don't you be in charge of my waiting. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Of course it makes sense. And honestly, I feel like I'm just talking to one person on the show because this is such a interesting. This is just interesting morning, the vibe I'm getting. Nobody's in the chat room and nobody's called in. Anyway, so I asked the guy and I said, listen, you know, I waited 2 minutes. Where's the shuttle? We're going to have to wait till all the volunteers get in and then we're going to get one shuttle to take all of you back. Well, how long is that going to be? It'll be soon. I love that when the answers are vague. I love vague answers. Oh, it just makes my day. It will be soon. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, that's not going to work for me. It's going to be soon. Maybe these retirees with nothing else to do during the day is going to be okay for them, but it's not going to work for me at all. So now I'm thinking, okay, what can I say? What can I do to anyway? So walked back to my little station, and I said, no. And honestly, on that day, I did have a doctor's appointment, but it was maybe 3 hours later. So I walked back. Now there's the guy that's directing the buses, and there's the gentleman, because I met him at the hotel. He's in charge. He is one of the bus owners. I mean, he owns these tour buses. He owns the tour buses, so he's a head muckety-muck. So now he's there talking with the guy that is directing the buses, and I said, excuse me, but I need to get back to my car. And you know, we're gonna make that happen. And I said, yeah, but I need that to happen within a half hour. I need that to happen within a half hour. And they both looked at me like, I don't know. You know what? I don't even know how they looked at me because I stopped trying to give up. I stopped trying to decipher how somebody's looking at me. They just looked at me, okay? I don't even know how they looked at me, but they looked at me. And they said, well, we'll get it as soon as possible. I said, no. I need to be back at my hotel, back at the original hotel in a half hour. I have a doctor's appointment and I'm not going to wait. And so I walked back, and now all the retirees are, what did they say? What's going to happen? Are we going to have to wait? I said, I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'm not going to wait. I don't know what's happening with your bus. I don't know how you're going to get back to your hotel, but I'm getting back to my hotel in a half hour. And the interesting thing is, oh, I have a caller. The interesting thing is I actually went back to my post, and then I went back to these guys. I probably talked to these guys at least four times, and now I was becoming probably a pest to them. But I wasn't angry. I wasn't mad. I just thought, I was, listen, you have to get me back to my hotel. You got to do this in a half hour. And then my ego hit, and then my ego attacked. And my ego said, because it wasn't me, I'm going to blame it on the ego. My ego said, don't you know who I am? I said, don't you know who I am? And the one guy, because I have this badge that says VIP escort, and the guy says, yes, you're a VIP escort. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm a VIP. Now they're looking at me like, what? Needless to say, to sum up this story, to end this story, in less than probably 5 minutes of me saying, don't you know who I am, there was a tour bus that came back that they had to find a driver for to get me back to the hotel. And there were two other women that were going to the same hotel that I was. And so they're getting on the bus, these two women, and getting on the bus and thanking the driver for taking them back. And I'm looking at them like, listen, he's not the one that got this bus this so quickly to take us back. It was me. But my ego was not allowed to speak out loud on that one. I just grit my teeth and went grr, 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 and let them think that it was the driver, let them thank the driver. And there's another story about peace and about what my choices. Now, oh, this, I forgot the best part of the story, one of the best parts. When the bus finally did arrive, this special bus to take me back, I went to both of the gentlemen that were in charge, and I said, thank you so much for getting the bus. And guess what? Neither of them talked to me. Neither of them acknowledged me. They were angry. They were angry at me being persistent. They were angry at what I said. They were angry at what I requested. Neither one of them talked to me. And then I said, thank you. And both of them gave me the silent treatment. What a day. Let me go to my first caller here. You're on Reality Spirituality, area code 856-429. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Who's calling?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria?
Right.
What a beautiful name, Rosemaria. Rosemaria. I love it. What's going on, Rosemaria?
I agree what you just said about, like, behaviors of others and all that stuff, and they keep pushing you. I think that's all true. And just, like, let it go. You know what I mean? I agree what you just said about that.
Yes. You know what? This is it. It's either me or them. Who's going to win?
Pretty much us.
Thank you. Yeah, you're going to win. And you know what? It's interesting. Tell me a situation that you've been in or you experienced recently that you either, you know, how, anyway, yeah, just share with the audience what's some of your challenges. That's what I want to say.
Something happened over the summer, like a friend, like, tried to control who to be friends with, control me, who to be friends with, not to be friends with. And controlled her, like, one of her family members' house, which it wasn't hers. And I try to get away from the situation because I don't deal like that. Like, to control my life. It doesn't work like that with me. So I try to get away with it. I'm not get away with it. I'm like, walk away from the issue. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't mean deal with it. I'm like, I dealt it in my own way, the right way.
Yeah.
And she had the guts to follow me.
Okay. Now, let's get back, because this is a great, great story. Let's get back, and oh, my goodness, this is a great story. Let's be a little bit more specific, and where were you, and were you surrounded by more than one person, or was it one person, and you don't even have to give names, but let's get more specific.
The situation started, like, with all everybody was in the house, and then she started with her family member, then me, like, to get us, like, into a fight between our friendship with our family member, and it didn't work that way because our friendship was stronger than that. And then something happened. I walked away to go do something. This is overseas. And because over there, like, they love to control other people's lives. It doesn't work like that. So it's like drama because they don't want to live their own lives. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you don't control me. You don't tell me what to do. That's it. You're done with me. And then she had the guts the next day to follow me to tell me off that I'm a liar and all this happy stuff. I'm like, oh, nah, I don't deal with this. And I'm like, if you don't understand what's going on, you're in trouble.
Okay, so was this a friend of yours, a friend before all this happened, or you were not a friend, or what?
We were friends, not anymore, after what she caused.
Okay, this is so many great points. Number one, I love to do numbering. Number one, did you recognize any of her behavior, any of this behavior prior to that incident, prior to that day?
Because she wanted everything for herself. She wanted, but not give.
Okay, so you recognize, in other words, you were experiencing what type of person she was prior to all of this, her trying to control you. You experienced who she was.
Right. She was doing it with everybody. Everybody recognized it, and everybody don't want to do it with her.
So then finally when she did it to you, it was like the last straw.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Now she has no friends at all because of this. Not because of me, with everybody around,
right,
surroundings.
Right. Well, you know what? Let me throw my two cents in on this one. Usually people, because I've experienced the same thing. I mean, I used to hang out with people that talked about other people or treated other people not. They treated other people. Now, let me even get more specific. I have a coworker that when we go out, it's not all the time, but sometimes, you know, we all go out to lunch together. And this coworker is really mean to the waiter. You know, some people have like a chip on their shoulder, like they're better than, or they're, you know, it's just, listen, I treat everybody the same. I don't care if you are the president or if you are sweeping the streets. It doesn't matter. But when I recognize that people treat people differently in their presence, then number one, they're not going to be a friend. I don't have any friends. When I say I don't have any friends, I'm very, very particular about my friends. And so my thing to you is, my dear Rose Maria, is to recognize these traits really early before she, you know, you have to experience it directly from her. In other words, yeah, just be a little bit more particular about who you let into your circles. Does that make sense?
Pretty much. She wasn't as bad last year, but this year she got worse with everyone. And then like everybody's like, oh, all right. So I'm like, I'm like, why are you getting involved with other people's lives anyway? What do you care?
Okay.
So everybody like, so she got worse this year. I was like, you know what? You're done with me. I don't want nothing or see you or anything. Just let it go. And she wouldn't want to understand. So she's trying to get back into the circle again. And she can't get in. Right.
You know, I have a goddaughter who is 15 years old, and she's the type of girl that has all different types of friends. I mean, she goes in the circle with the nerds. She goes in the circle with the dancers. With the, you know, she goes in a lot of different circles, and she doesn't really like hanging with the same people all the time. This is just her. And she had a girl. She had a friend that quote unquote. And I say friend, because I don't believe people that try to control other people are friends anyway. So she had a friend that said, you are hanging out with this girl, and you know I don't like this girl, so stop hanging out with her. She actually told her that, stop hanging out with her. And my goddaughter told her, you know what? If being your friend requires me, being your friend means that I have to please or do what you say or you dictate who I'm friends with. If being your friend means that you dictate who I'm friends with, I don't want to be your friend. And what I'm saying to especially the young audience is, people usually don't change. You talked about she was not as bad last year. Not as bad is not good enough, right?
Right.
And this is the last thing that I want to tell you. When you say to her, I don't want to be your friend, you know, you're trying to control people, you're actually It feels like a more of a confrontation, really strong, but it just feels like, no, you're not going to be your friend anymore, correct? You've just decided to be done with her, right?
Pretty much.
This is going to be really, really hard to get. Really, really hard. You want to hear it?
Can you imagine her own parents won't want to even see her face? That's how bad she is.
Okay. Well, I know where that's going. You know what? Let's look at this person and let's know that she's got her own lessons to learn, and she will learn them. And instead of looking at her like, you know, there's something wrong with her. Let's look at this. She's on her journey to discover her own lessons, and she's discovering. She will learn from all of this. So let's embrace her instead of ostracize her. Let's embrace her and say, yeah, I hope she finds happiness. I hope she finds peace within. Can you say that about her now? You better say yes.
After what she did, no.
No. You can't. You know why? Because anytime we hold grudges or we wish something not good on someone else or we don't want to have anything to do with them, it's really coming back to us. It really comes back to us. So you don't have to be your friend. You don't have to be in her company, but to sit and say, you know, I wish peace for her. I want peace for her. I want the best for her. And let it go. It's basically forgiving. It's basically forgiving someone for their actions. She can't be any better. She can't do any better than what she's doing.
Gotcha.
And let me say this. Somebody that's controlling what their heart is, they're really hurt. They're really, really hurt, and they're really wounded. So if you look at her, do you like animals?
I do, yeah.
So if you look at her like a wounded animal, I mean, she's really wounded if she feels like she has to behave in that way. So if we can look at her and we know that she's wounded, we know that her heart is hurting, then let's have a little bit of and like I said, you don't have to invite her over, but in your own place, in your own time, in your own room, by yourself, you can just send her some good energy. I, you know, hope, wish that you find peace, hope for the best, and you, and your heart heals, and you feel better about yourself. Can we do that?
I agree with that.
Yay!
Yeah, I have to put my stuff outside, and it was like, because me and the, and her family member, like, we made an agreement where I can store my stuff temporarily. And she just put my stuff outside with, that's jealousy. I'm like, dude, come on. It's like, it's not your house. We made an agreement, and you get involved. You know what I mean? That's, so I'm like, all right, I made an agreement. Why are you getting involved? It's not your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Big mistake she did with everyone. So.
Well, but still she made a mistake, but still she's hurt. Right, she's hurt and she's wounded, and she can't do. She can't. She's really just crying out for love and acceptance. You know, all of us want just to be loved unconditionally and accepted. So that's what she's really doing. And can we love her and accept her, even though she's a controlling, horrible person? Can we?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
If she keeps it up, she won't. You know what I mean?
All right, we're going to do that, Rosemary. I love you so much. Thank you for calling into Reality Spirituality. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay. Stay on the line. What an interesting call. What a great call. Oof. Number one, audience, it's really never about the other person. It's about us being examples, us being extensions of the universe. And we are physical extensions of the universe. I mean, that's who we are. And so if the universe is accepting and the universe is forgiving and the universe is loving and the universe is non-judgmental and the universe doesn't struggle, the universe does not struggle, then that's the way I want to live. I want to live the same way. Complaining, controlling, expectations, attachments, wanting. Wanting somebody to be different. And you know what? I'm going to throw this in. We're talking about relationships. And I just want to say this to Rosemaria. I want to say this too. What I've discovered is there are ways to guarantee a peaceful relationship. There are not a lot of guarantees in this world, but there are ways to guarantee peace in any relationship. In any relationship. And what are those ways? What is it? Number one. I love numbering. You cannot want anything from anyone else. You can't want anything. You can't want them to be different. You can't want them to see it your way. You can't want them to be different. You can't want anything from them. Number two, you cannot have an agenda with anyone. Anytime I find myself having an agenda, wanting, you know, just setting it up, this is my agenda, this is how the relationship is going to go, yes, I've got some, there's something that I want from this. Anytime I have an agenda with another person, guess what? You can't have agendas and peace in the same room. They don't coexist. Agendas and expectations and peace do not coexist. The last thing in a relationship, and let me just say this. If you do not have an agenda and you don't want anything from someone, and that includes wanting their behavior to be different, that includes wanting their behavior to be different, And the last thing is, let's see, I said wanting, having agenda, and expectations. Those three things, if and that's why we're so powerful, because it all comes down to me. It all comes down to you, that person in the mirror. I can't have any expectations about anyone. I can't have an agenda with them. I can't want anything from them. Nothing, including them changing, including them getting it, including them anything. I remember this one, there were so many people that used to, this thing about being cheap, people not wanting to, you know, save their money and won't spend a nickel and cut everything right in the down the middle, and everything is about cost, everything is about money. Oh, my God, those kind of people drove me up the wall. Well, the reason why is because I wanted them to be different. I wanted them to know that holding on so tightly to money is not the way to live. But guess what? It's the way for them to live. So that's what I'm talking about, wanting something from someone else, having an agenda for someone else, having expectations for someone else. What's more important? For me, it's peace. For me, it's happiness. For me, it's setting my vibrational frequency that is so, that all I can feel is contentment. All I can feel is peace. All I can do is flow. All I can do is relax and know that every moment is unfolding the way it's supposed to unfold. And these people that are in my life, these people that are in my life to challenge me and to really bring out what I need to look at and to possibly tweak for me, not for them, for me. That's why these challenging relationships are in my life. For me to look in the mirror and figure out what is it that's bugging me about them, and in reality, it's bugging me about me. I'm the one being bugged, and what is it about me that I need to switch? What is it about me that I need to change? Whew, that's a lot. I love your call. I love this show. I want to thank everyone for listening to Reality Spirituality. You know, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can go to my website, which is www.RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you want to receive any private sessions from me, just go to the private sessions tab. And if you want to get our monthly newsletter, it's a free monthly newsletter, Reality Spirituality newsletter, go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com and send me an email, and I'll put you on the mailing list. If you've enjoyed the show, please go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. I would appreciate that. We have a lot of fans, and it's Reality Spirituality is growing every day. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, and I want you all to remember. I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. And be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I love you. Have a great week, and talk to you next week.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.